When Abijah Metcalf Ide was 18 years old, he wanted to leave his family's farm to become a poet, so he wrote to his heroes for advice. Being the mid-1800s, those heroes included Edgar Allan Poe, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Ralph Waldo Emerson, James Russell Lowell, and Horace Greeley. They all wrote back. Their letters to Abijah Ide were auctioned this morning in Boston.
Lot 76, the first of the two Poe letters. I have 15,000 and 16,000 where. I have 15 and 16, 16, 17, 18, 19. I have 23,000 gentlemen's bid looking for 24,000, 24, 25. I have 30,000 by the post looking for 32,000. In the advance over 30,000, sold 30,163.
At the auction house of Skinner, Inc., the auctioneer was Stuart Whitehurst. He's the director of books and manuscripts at Skinner, and he joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Mr. Whitehurst, this is quite a story. Now, it would seem that these letters must be very rare. Are they?
Well, certainly the Poe letters are extremely rare. Only maybe in the last 25 years, 30 examples of his handwriting have come to sale in major venues. So in that sense, his letters are extremely rare. Letters of this quality are almost unheard of on the open market, as most of his papers are really in institutions.
Now, you have some excerpts there to read, I understand.
This is the first letter in 1843. This is upon reading a poem that Ide had sent to Poe. He says, "I should at once have felt myself the friend of the author, as I am unfeignedly of every man of genius. You well know that I am not given to flattery." Well, in fact, he was sort of given to flattery. But it's interesting because later in the letter he says, "You are young, enthusiastic, and possess high talents. You will not fail of success. Be bold, read much, write much, publish little, keep aloof from the little wits, and fear nothing." Pretty good advice for 1843.
Why has it taken all this time for these letters to show up?
You know, it's a fascinating thing. People just, it's considered family papers. Someone, obviously a descendant of Ide, just stuck them in a drawer, and there they remain for nigh 150 plus years.
What about some other readings that you have from the letters?
I really love the Longfellow. Because, see, Ide was very, in the beginning, very uncomfortable with his role as a farmer, and sort of said, you know, I'm just a farmer, you know, how can I be a poet? I want desperately to be a poet, but I'm just a farmer. And to that, Longfellow actually wrote a marvelous response. He said, "Were I a farmer, as you are, and had at the same time the gift of song, as you have, I would cling to my position in the world with pride and gratitude. Hold fast to your inheritance, therefore, be both a farmer and a poet, and give us your song, the scent of wild flowers and the new-turned soil, and the roar of the forest. Of city poets there are enough. Let us have one good, vigorous, athletic bard with thick shoes and a brown hand. That's what I should aim at being were I in your place."
Boy, what a beautiful image that conjures up.
Isn't it? You know, and Longfellow was 36 years old when he wrote that. I mean, it's you sort of think of him as a wizened old poet at this point, but he was still very young.
So was Abijah, did he become a poet?
Actually, you know, he was published a number of times, and of the verses that Poe particularly liked in Ide's work, these are just a few lines. "Midnight in the silent city, midnight on the throbbing sea, and the soft and silvery starlight fills the overhanging sky. From the land beyond the ocean, on the rolling billows borne, comes the sunlight of the morning to the weary and the worn, with the tribute and the treasure of the islands and the seas." Beautiful verses. It's a shame he didn't quite become the famous poet that he was hoping to become, but he certainly stirred up a lot of praise, not only amongst Longfellow and Poe, but James Russell Lowell as well, who was the first person he wrote to. And they all seem to say, "Write little, think much, and think least of all of what you may get by writing," is what they're all saying. They say, "Don't choose fame. Fame will find you if you're good."
Stuart Whitehurst of the auction house Skinner, Inc., joining us from member station WBUR in Boston. He also appears frequently on the Antiques Roadshow. Thank you, Mr. Whitehurst.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.